Prusenberry is warming up in the Rafters bullpen. He's actually scheduled to pitch in the doubleheader on Wednesday. But he has also come out of the bullpen, so could be used multiple times. 1-0 count, drops in there for strike number one. 1-1 the count. And on Wednesday, the Rafters, like I said, doubleheader coming up as they look forward to that. It'll be a full 9-inning doubleheader as well. 1-1 count, misses low for ball number two. Now 2-1. Jones up over 90 pitches now. And just going to try and get through six here. Just has to work with Christian Smith-Johnson. Righty-righty matchup, Smith-Johnson 0-2. He has struck out both of his first two appearances against Jones and swings and foul tips this one back for strike number two. 2-2 the count. Johnson one strike away from his third strikeout of the game. And Jones looking to pick up his sixth. Could match a season high in strikeouts with his next pitch as well. 2-2 the count comes home, and it's grounded, but just foul as it bounces back up off the bat and remains 2-2. Sixth pitch of the plate appearance coming up next from CSJ, and Smith-Johnson, one of those all-stars for the Woodchucks, but Jones dealing with him. 2-2 count below the zone for ball three. And this kind of shows off how strong of a batter he is. Despite a pair of strikeouts earlier in the game, he is staying in it and confident at the plate. So a 3-2 count with two outs. Jones looking to go through six innings. He brings the pitch home, gets a swing and a miss, and that's strike number three. Three strikeouts in a perfect sixth inning as Jeremy Jones has set a season high in innings pitched for the Rafters with six. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. We head to the bottom of the sixth, and the Rafters down 6-1. They're going to look to get that offense rolling here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Meet Jeff. He is having a party. Unfortunately for Jeff, Mother Nature had other ideas. Don't be like Jeff, cold and wet. Call Party NV Rentals today for any party, big or small, at 715-465-0122.
Make your party even better with Giant Backyard Games. Party Envy is here for your graduations, weddings, corporate picnics, and more. Make your event the talk of the town with Party Envy at 715-465-0122.
Hey, baseball fans. Are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
I love playing sports, especially for my school. And that's because school sports are special. It's where it's safe to fail. It's where we're taught resilience, where our fear becomes confidence. It's where we learn to get back up after every fall. School sports are where 7.8 million students go from I can't to I can.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
Well, hello everybody and welcome back into Rafters baseball here on WFHR. I'm Austin Thomas, and as expected, Nolan Bernard back out to work in the bottom of the sixth. Rafters down 6-1, and it'll be up to the 4-5-6 batters due up in the sixth inning to see if they can change the Rafters' fate. It'll be Akko, Beauchesne, and Carlson as Akko gets things led off against the righty on the mound. Nolan Bernard has gone through five innings, allowing just the one run. That was back in the second. First pitch to Akko is fouled back to bring it 0-1. And well, it's been certainly a pitcher's duel these last couple of innings. Jeremy Jones retired 10 consecutive batters to end the sixth inning. The Rafters have been retired. Their last four batters as well. 0-1 count in there for strike number two. 0-2 the count. It was really that first and third inning that did the most damage to Wisconsin Rapids. Jeremy Jones got roughed up in those two. Back in the first inning, it was four straight batters reaching to start off the frame as the 0-2 count is taken low for ball number one to Akko. And in the third inning, Jones allowed five consecutive batters to reach, which made it the 6-1 game that we see now. 1-2 count outside for ball number two. 2-2 the count. So nine base runners have reached against Jeremy Jones, but all of them came in the first and third innings. 2-2 count inside on the hands, and it bounces off of Akko back into the field of play. So now a 2-2 count still. And it's been a little bit more evenly spread out against Nolan Bernard. He's allowed seven base runners. Two in the first, two in the second, two in the third, and one in the fourth. In the fifth inning, he went three up, three down. And here in the sixth, looking to keep that rolling along. But he has to deal with Madinako first. Righty-righty matchup, and Bernard looking to bring it home. Here's the 2-2, swing and a foul ball, but it gets caught behind the plate by Brody Sexton. Strike number three, and that retires Madinako for the first out in the bottom of the sixth. Fifth strikeout of the game for Nolan Bernard, and it brings up Jake Beauchesne with the bases empty and one away. Still down 6-1, righty-righty matchup to the right fielder for the Rafters, and the first pitch misses inside for ball number one. 1-0 the count. Beauchesne grounded into a fielder's choice back in the third inning. Richie Lacine warming up in the Wausau bullpen. 1-0 count is in there for strike number one, a 1-1 count. Lacine looking like he could be the guy to take over for Bernard, but Bernard, the way that he's pitching, heck, he might go into the seventh. 1-1 count on the way home, ripped over to the left side, and that gets on through into left field. Jake Beauchesne, his second hit this season and the first in this game, as he puts himself on first base with only one out in the bottom of the sixth. Nolan Bernard, now his pitch count up to 78 on the game, and after allowing a hit there, now you start to worry a little bit. You start getting on reliever watch, and it'll be up to Hayden Carlson to see if they can make that move fast-tracked. Carlson, the right-handed hitting shortstop, it's a righty-righty matchup. First pitch is a swing and a miss to bring the count 0-1. And Carlson, 1-for-2 in the game. He grounded out 6-3 back in the fourth inning. That was his last time up. Pickoff move back to first base. Make sure that Jake Beauchesne gets back on the bag, and he does. 0-1 the count, and pitch comes home. Gets an early swing and a miss from Carlson. Now an 0-2 count. That was a great off-speed from Nolan Bernard, 81 miles an hour, and took a lot of heat off that pitch, and now an 0-2 count to Hayden Carlson. And another pickoff move back to first base, but doesn't quite get Jake Beauchesne. Tag was applied by first baseman Dom Rodriguez, but nothing going there. And so still an 0-2 count. With the runner on first, swing and a miss from Carlson, and it's his first strikeout of the game. Nolan Bernard, strikeout number six on the night, and it brings up Landon Gaz with the runner on first base and two outs in the bottom of the sixth. Nolan Bernard about to be in line for a quality start as he's allowed just the one run through 5 2/3. And the Rafters this season have seen four quality starts from opponents. This could be five. Runner taking off from first, throw on down to second. It's not in time. Jake Beauchesne has a stolen base and puts himself into scoring position with two outs in the bottom of the sixth. And the Rafters this season, with two outs and runners in scoring in position, have really struggled, batting just .229 in that situation. 1-0 the count, as Landon Gaz took the first pitch for a ball. Second one also misses for a ball. So a 2-0 count with two away. Nolan Bernard looking for strikeout number 7. He has been pitching very, very well in this game. And his 5 2/3 innings in this one are a new season high, which he had previously set his last appearance. 2-0 count is in there for strike number 1, makes it 2-1. Back on July 1st, Nolan Bernard allowed just 2 earned runs over 5 1/3. He's now allowed just 1 run over 5 2/3, trying to make it 6 innings in total. Here's the 2-1 offering. It's outside for ball number 3. 3-1 count to Landon Gaz, and Gaz not been getting off to the start that he's been hoping for the Rafters this season, batting just .167, 0-2 in this game. 3-1 count, misses inside, and hey, he'll work his way onto base any way that he can. 5-pitch walk, and it brings up Lachlan Maude with runners on first and second and two outs, but a mound visit here, and this could do it for Nolan Bernard's night. 86 pitches and waiting for the call here, and well, still no official word on whether or not they'll make the call to the bullpen or not, but it looks like they're going to stick with Bernard at the moment. As, yeah, Bernard will stay out there. So no call to the bullpen just yet. And they'll give Bernard the chance for the quality start with runners on first and second and two outs in the bottom of the sixth. Rafters down 6-1 on the scoreboard. But one swing of the bat from Lachlan Maude could really change this game. 2-2 in the game after starting 0-3 in his Rafters career across two games. First pitch to him, misses low for ball number 1. And his single in the fourth inning was his last time up. But in the second inning, it was an RBI for him. That is right now the only run of the game for the Rafters. Very well hit ball that he had. And trying to keep his eye on Bernard, has a 1-0 count. Pitch on the way. This one's hit out towards right field, down the line, reaching out towards it. It will not be reached by Malone. It gets down into foul territory for strike number 1. 1-1 the count. And for a second, looked like it could have been a double, and then started looking like it could have been an out, and well, it just ended up dropping into foul territory. So Maude back at the dish. 1-1 the count with the runner still on first and second. Bernard going to take his time here. The righty on the mound. It's a righty-righty matchup. 1-1 on the way home. Gets a big swing and a miss from Maude. It's now 1-2. And Maude, a little bit more of an introduction for you guys of him. He comes over from New Mexico Junior College, and that's where he spent the first 2 years of his collegiate career. 1-2 count on the way. Misses inside for ball number 2. Now 2-2 the count. Right-handed hitter who came to the U.S. for college but is a Canadian native. Hometown Toronto. 2-2 the count coming home. Swing and a miss. Strike number 3, and waves it by him, as that's a third strikeout in the sixth inning, and Nolan Bernard strikes out the side. His 7th strikeout of the game, and he notches the quality start. In the sixth inning, no runs on one hit, no errors, 2 left on base, and we head to the 7th. It is 6-1 Woodchucks here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Summer is here, and construction zones are everywhere. With crews working diligently, it's crucial to stay vigilant for nails and screws on the road. After all, a flat tire can quickly derail your day. If you discover a nail or screw in your tire, head straight to 8th Street Auto. Their expert team will not only assess your tire, but also conduct a thorough inspection of your vehicle to help prevent future issues. Trust the certified professionals at 8th Street Auto to ensure your vehicle is in top shape so you can hit the road confidently and fully prepared for your next adventure.
When it comes to heating and cooling homes in central Wisconsin, make the call to the Bullpen for Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. For more than 25 years, the Bryant experts have done whatever it takes to keep homeowners like you comfortable, from simple repairs and services to complete HVAC replacements and beyond. So no matter what you need, you'll know that their team has your back.
Need HVAC service now? Schedule yours by visiting comfortair.biz. That's comfort, AIRE.biz.
Mornings on WFHR.
A crash that covered an interstate in boxes of mozzarella cheese.
Oh, no.
Oh.
So this is one of those things that if it happened in front of me, God help me that there's a rational, smart adult next to me that tells me, James, you leave that where it is. You leave that where that is, James. It's free mozzarella. I immediately turn into my father.
Mozzarella gate.
Weekdays from 9 to 11 on WFHR.
Let's get back to the Rafters here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Jeremy Jones has his night ended after 10 consecutive batters retired. Heading into the seventh inning, it'll be a new pitcher for the Rafters, Tristan Krusenberry, taking over. It's a Rafters season high in innings pitched with the six from Jeremy Jones. He went six innings, allowing six runs. All six were earned on six hits. He struck out six, walked two batters, and had one hit by a pitch. Also had one wild pitch, faced 27 total batters, and threw 94 pitches. The right-hander, Tristan Krusenberry, has the first pitch taken for ball number one. Noah Malone up at the plate here in the top of the seventh inning. It's 6-1, the Woodchucks lead, and the righty-righty matchup is again taken inside. Now a 2-0 count, and Krusenberry pitched just a couple days ago, but it was not his outing for the Rafters. Really hoping to get back into his flow of things. The 2-0 count once again is taken for ball number three, 3-0. Back on July 4th, he was the starting pitcher for the Rafters, but only went one inning and allowed six hits. 3-0 count outside for ball number four, and now a leadoff walk to Noah Malone is the first base runner that the Woodchucks have had since the top of the third inning. So there goes the streak of 10 straight batters retired, and now Dylan Schlotterbeck up at the plate. And before that, runner over there on first base taking his time, and at the plate, Schlotterbeck, the right-handed hitting third baseman, righty-righty matchup, takes the first pitch for strike number one. So that's what Krusenberry had been aiming for. Getting back in the strike zone here. And well, he was a little bit too much into the strike zone his last time out. 0-1 count, taken away for ball number one, a 1-1 count. And man, it would be huge if he's able to get some outs here. And the Rafters looking for him to get through this seventh inning. Keep it a five-run game, but the offense has been stifled by Nolan Bernard. However, good chance Bernard doesn't come out for the seventh. 1-1 count. Again, misses for ball number two. Now 2-1 to Schlotterbeck. Runner still on first base. Noah Malone, you do have to watch for him to take off. 2-1 count. Outside again, 3-1, and while Krusenberry doesn't want to throw it too much over the zone here, he's got to make sure to limit the walks. He only had one walk in his last appearance for the Rafters, but here in this one, a little bit off with his location. Pitch on the way home. This one's hit out towards left center field. On the run, the left fielder, and it will be caught by Gaz. He'll look to throw it back in, and it keeps the runner on first base. lot of ground tracked by Landon Gaz and able to bring it in for the first out of the seventh inning. Keeps Noah Malone on first base, and it's now up to Max Galvin with one on and one out here in the top of the seventh. Still 6-1, the lead for the Woodchucks. And the first pitch on the way to Galvin is taken for strike number one, an 0-1 count. And Galvin, the left-handed hitting left fielder, up for the fourth time this game. Last time up, he flew out to left field. Has an 0-1 count. Pitch on the way home. Gets a swing and a miss, but it misses. And Maud not able to locate it, which allows the runner to advance over to second base. So an 0-2 count, but a wild pitch as Malone goes over to scoring position. And Crusenberry, his last couple of outings, he hasn't walked all too many. Last two appearances, just two walks in 3 2/3 innings. But he's been hit a lot harder than he was hoping for. 0-2 count, just away for ball number one, and now a 1-2 count. Galvin, prior to his flyout in left field, grounded out 6-3 in the third inning. He doubled in the first. It was an RBI for him, and he also came around to score. Flares one foul down the right field line, and it remains 1-2. Max Soli's on deck, and with the runner in scoring position right now, you're going to have a couple of opportunities. Crusenberry hoping to retire Galvin, a tough man to get out, but the 1-2 count is grounded foul straight back, and still 1-2, and the Woodchucks have really been fighting here. They did so in the sixth inning. All three batters, despite the strikeouts, they fouled at least one pitch off with two strikes. So none of them going down easily, and same deal here with Max Galvin. 1-2 the count. Runner still on second base. Pitch on the way home. This one is ripped out towards right field. Back at the warning track. At the wall. It's out of here. Two-run shot from Max Galvin. And he gets the Woodchucks back on the board. Big game for Galvin. It's his second extra base hit of the night. And he's now got three RBIs on the game. Sends home Noah Malone from second base. It's now 8-1 Woodchucks here in the top of the seventh. Brings up Max Solis to the plate. And Kenny Schultz warming up in the Rafters bullpen. He's made a couple of bullpen appearances, and well, it's been a little bit of a rough go for Tristan Crusenberry as of late. He had a really good relief appearance against Lakeshore a couple of times ago. Is the first pitch on the way to Max Solis is on the outside edge for strike number one. So an 0-1 count. And Crusenberry just not able to get back to that. Is it's hit up to the mound. Crusenberry off his glove. He slips, not able to pick up the ball as the grass tripped him up. And it's going to be an infield single for Solis. His second hit of the game, and that puts a runner on first with only one out here in the top of the seventh. 8-1, the Woodchucks lead. And Wausau had been stifled by the Rafters pitching from Jeremy Jones the past couple of innings. Three straight perfect innings from Jeremy Jones, and then here in the seventh inning, bullpen taking over, and unfortunately hasn't been the same. First pitch to Dom Rodriguez is taken for strike number one. 0-1 the count, and runner on first base, pitch on the way home. It's fouled back, and now 0-2, and the Rafters, man, it's just been a rough couple of games for them. They've lost the last three in a row and trying not to make it four. Those three games haven't been particularly close either. All three of them double-digit losses. 0-2 the count coming home. It's a breaking ball, but misses high for ball number one. 1-2 the count, and Jake Berkland is on deck. Runner on first base, 1-2 count on the way home. Check swing, did he go? Yeah, he did. Strike number three, and they retire Dom Rodriguez. As that's now two outs in the top of the seventh. Keeps Solis on first base and brings up Jake Berkland with one on and two outs. Already up seven runs here in the top of the seventh. Right-handed hitting shortstop. It's a righty-righty matchup with Krusenberry, who's looking to go through at least one here. Pitch coming home. It's on the outside edge. Called for strike number one. 0-1 the count. And Berkland, 0-2 in the game. His last time up, lined out to Hayden Carlson at shortstop. 0-1 count is hit out towards right center field. Running up on it, the center fielder McIntyre. He'll call it off and make the catch for out number three. Two runs come across in the top of the seventh inning for the Woodchucks on the two hits. There were no errors, and the Woodchucks left one on base. We head to the bottom of the seventh. It's 8-1 Woodchucks here on WFHR.
A game without a crowd is just a scrimmage. A performance without an audience is just a rehearsal. Without your presence, high school sports and the performing arts aren't possible. Ensure that these essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in Wisconsin. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Hi everyone, Seth here from Seth Faces the Music. You know, being the host of the award-winning second greatest radio show in the state of Wisconsin can be a lot of work. I have to come up with new themes all the time. So in the interest of clarity, here are some topics I will not be using in upcoming episodes.
Mittens, tinfoil, gastric bypass surgery, window treatments, 17th century Japanese art, outhouses, bowler hats, spam, clog dancing.
Seth Faces the Music, every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. only on WFHR.
I'm Scarlett Johansson. My family relied on public assistance to help provide meals for us. These meals fueled my involvement in theater and the arts as a child, which fostered my love for acting. The Feeding America network of food banks helps millions of people put food on the table. You can join the movement to end hunger by donating, volunteering, and advocating. Because when people are fed, futures are nourished. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
The new pitcher into the game for the Woodchucks is a right-hander, Connor Hill. He takes over for Nolan Bernard after Bernard had a quality start. Goes six innings, allowing six hits on just one run. It was earned while walking three batters, had seven strikeouts, and no hit by pitches. There were no balks, and along with that, no wild pitches. He faced 26 total batters and did so on 91 pitches. Here in the bottom of the seventh, the Rafters leading off with Luke Skinner, the left-handed hitting third baseman. It's a lefty-righty matchup with Connor Hill. First pitch on the way is a bunt popped high in the air, straight back, and reaches out of play. And oh man, what a catch by the fan over there on the third base side. Caught it with his hat. Nice play. 0-1 the count. Fortunately, that's not an out for the Rafters. I was talking about banana ball yesterday. Well, we don't play by those rules here. 0-1 the count, and well, the man on the mound fires. It misses high for ball number one. However, we do like to have our fun here at Witter Field. Tonight it was record-breaking night, trying to break as many records at Witter Field as possible. 1-1 count on the way home. Gets a swing and a miss for strike number two, and Well, apparently, I just set the record for World's or for Winter Fields' fastest take me out to the ball game. I was challenged to do that on the PA. Had a lot of fun doing it. Hopefully, it stands for a while. 1-2 count misses low for ball number two. A 2-2 count. I was told I was timed at 12 seconds, just over that. But we'll round down. 2-2 the count, and Luke Skinner trying to get on base. I mean, there are so many fun, different promotions that we do here at Winter Field, though, and it's just one of the many great days as that one misses inside for ball number three, a 3-2 count. A lot of other records that were broken here at Winter Field. Longest first pitch in Winter Field history. Ceremonial first pitch. 3-2 count, grounded foul down the first base line, and remains a 3-2 count. I believe it was Nick Adrian and Junior Barajas, or maybe it was just Junior Barajas who threw it out from center field, trying to throw a strike at home plate. Either way, I mean, it was a long ways. A couple other records broken here today. 3-2 count is a fly ball out toward shallow center field. Running towards it will be Smith Johnson, and he makes the catch for out number one. So one up, one down here in the seventh inning. Well, along with that, Rafters have some other fun promotions coming up. I Love College Night coming up in 3 days. That's on Thursday. Then on Friday, it's halfway to Halloween. I mentioned this one a couple nights ago in Madison. Looking forward to it. Carson McIntyre at the plate, right-handed hitting center fielder. Takes the first pitch inside for ball number one. Rafters down 8-1 in the bottom of the seventh. One out and the base is empty for the right-handed hitting center fielder. Righty-righty matchup with Connor Hill on the mound. 1-0 the count, and this is a swing and a foul back to make it 1-1. And well, now I wonder, is Hill on the hill? That'd be a little weird. But Hill is on the hill. Connor Hill, the pitcher, on the mound, also known as the Hill. 1-1 count, taken a little bit low for ball number two, a 2-1 count. And you know, that's a fitting name for a pitcher, I tell you what. Two and one the count with only one away in the bottom of the seventh inning. Still 8-1, and McIntyre takes this pitch for strike number two. 2-2 the count. Well, after halfway to Halloween here at Winter Field, the Rafters still got plenty of games. They have a ton of home games here in July. They got Renew Your Vows Night on Saturday, and then on Sunday, it's Game Show Day. Grounder fouled down the third base line and brings the count still 2-2. After that, you got the All-Star break, and the Rafters return on July 18th with the team poster giveaway. And then on the 19th, it's a motorcycle show. Man, so many cool promotions coming up. 2-2 count as this one misses low and away for ball number three. I tell you what, if I wasn't working, I'd be making sure to try and come out to as many of these games as possible. But I am here, so I get to see them anyways. 3-2 count here, and while it hasn't been efficient pitch count-wise, Connor Hill looking to go two up, two down, but can't do so just yet. Soft grounder towards short, and McIntyre is at first base. Infield single for McIntyre, and he is now on first base with only one out in the bottom of the seventh inning. Brings up Kareem Arusevic with a runner on first and one out in the bottom of the seventh. Rafters down 8-1, and they got to get this offense going, but Arusevic, one of the guys who can help you do so, went 4-for-5 in the game yesterday, still looking for his first hit today, and sends one up the middle over towards second. Picked up, stepping on the bag himself. He'll throw it over to first and got him. It's a 4-3 double play, as it is Keegan Jerschle who works us through it. So not quite the way that Arusovic wanted that one to go, and it heads us to the eighth inning. No runs on the one hit, no errors, and nobody left on base as we hit the top of the eighth here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Find your perfect fit at Mid-State Technical College. You wear many hats. Family, friends, hobbies, career, maybe more. Let Mid-State make finding your career hat easier with in-demand programs and certificates, flexible class scheduling, and unmatched support for your success. Even transfer your credits to a four-year university. Mid-State is here to help you find your perfect fit and make time for it all. Learn more at mstc.edu/perfectfit.
Hey Rafters fans, don't let online troublemakers steal home. Stay in control with the new My Solaris app. It's a grand slam for parents, letting you monitor and block content, set screen time limits, and keep your family safe online, all from your phone or mobile device. Test your internet speed like a pro, set up guest networks, and prioritize devices to keep your family's MVPs working, streaming, or gaming without a hitch. With My Solaris, you're in command, managing your Wi-Fi like a champ. For more information, visit solaris.net/Wi-Fi. App features vary by internet plan and may require a complimentary equipment upgrade.
Fear you're missing out when you miss our conversations on air? You can always join the discussion on our social media channels. Find Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also find social media for specific shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Top of the eighth inning here on WFHR. Thanks for tuning in as Brody Sexton will get things started for the Wausau Woodchucks in the top of the eighth. It's 8-1 Wausau, and well, despite the score differential, these two teams have actually been hitting relatively similarly. The Rafters, 7 hits to 8 for the Woodchucks. Just one hit separates the two teams, but 7 runs do. So the Rafters hoping to get things going their way. They turn to a new pitcher on the mound, and it is the left-hander Kenny Schultz. And Schultz looking to get things back in his alley as he's enjoyed pitching at home a lot more than he has on the road so far. It hasn't been his best experience pitching away from Witter Field, and his last 4 appearances have all come on the road. Here at Witter Field, though, he's allowed just 2 runs in 9 2/3 innings. Now a 1-1 count to Brody Sexton, and of course, he is the guy who became a pitcher as a former intern and current intern for the Rafters as well. Ripped out towards left field, running up on it, a diving play, and it drops out of the glove of Landon Gaz. Tried to show that he still caught it, even though it clearly had bounced in front of him. And he said, I still got it, picked it up with his bare hand and showed it off. But yeah, not going to get that call. It's a single for Brody Sexton. And nonetheless, was a nice diving play from Landon Gaz to keep it from getting away and made sure that it was only a single. So runner on first base with nobody out in the top of the eighth inning. 8-1 the lead for the Woodchucks. Schultz looks back to first, now brings it home against the righty at the plate, Keegan Jerschle, and it misses outside for ball number one. 1-0 the count. And man, Schultz last time out, it was not his best performance, only able to record 1 out at Madison, but man, that Madison lineup, nasty. 1-0 count is hit out towards left field, running up on it. This time, Gaz makes the catch and throws it back in for out number one. Runner Brody Sexton stays on first base, and now it brings up Christian Smith-Johnson with 1 away and 1 on in the top of the eighth inning. Wausau up 8-1. Christian Smith-Johnson up for the fourth time this game. He has struck out all 3 times at the plate. Rather shocking for a guy batting .365 throughout the entire first half of the season. First pitch on the way. It's outside for ball number one. 31 RBIs on the year for him. And well, he was pacing Noah Ruiz for a majority of that first half, but he missed a bunch of games, and that allowed Ruiz to build up a lead as the 1-0 count is taken for strike number one to bring it 1-1. And so after his return, he's been trying to get back up to speed and not quite able to catch Ruiz in that first half. 1-1 count. Schultz brings it home. It misses low for ball number two. I am so excited to watch Noah Ruiz in the All-Star game. I tell you what, that's going to be a lot of fun. Of course, the All-Star game in Madison, Wisconsin this year, and I'll certainly be going to the game. I'm looking forward to that time. 2-1 the count as the pitch comes home. Is hit up the middle into the glove of Schultz. He'll throw it over to shortstop. Carlson steps on the bag. Back to first. Oh, yeah. 1-6-3 double play. And Kenny Schultz is able to work out of the jam. Double play there. And that gets us through the top of the eighth inning. No runs on the one hit. No errors. Nobody left on base. We head to the bottom of the eighth. It is 8-1 Wausau here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Hey everybody, glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
Jumpin' Junior starting things off. Junior Barajas due up here in the bottom of the eighth inning. He'll start things off with Madden Akko and Jake Beauchesne to follow against Connor Hill on the mound for Wausau. Hill, the right-hander, had a strong seventh inning. He allowed a single to Carson McIntyre, but induced a double play from Kareem Arusovic to get out of the inning. Now taking on the leadoff man, Barajas, has the first pitch miss inside for ball number one. 1-0 the count. Barajas, left-handed hitting first baseman. He is 1-for-3 today. His one hit, a double back in the first inning. 1-0 the count. On the way home, swing and a miss, makes it 1-1. Pitch outside the zone there, got Barajas to chase. And Barajas, his last time up, it was a fly out to left field back in the fifth inning. Also struck out swinging in the third. Takes this one for ball number two. 2-1 the count. With Madden Akko on deck, that's another good batter that you're looking forward to. And really, the Raptors' order have all been pretty similar in terms of production from every spot. Nobody really going crazy right now as the 2-1 count is fouled away towards the first base side of things. It's really a toss-up right now. If you were to tell me who was the best batter in today's game for the Raptors, I mean, there's about five different names that come to mind right now, and you can't really choose any of them. As time was taken because the foul ball bounced back into the field of play, so got to go pick that one up. And still a 2-2 count as Barajas will look to be a leadoff base runner for the Raptors. Or hit a home run, who knows? He's got the ability to do so. 2-2 count. This one is hit well out towards right center field, but not well enough as the center fielder Smith Johnson is under it. He makes the catch for out number one, and that's one up, one down in the eighth inning for Connor Hill. brings up Mattanaco to the plate with one out and the base is empty in the bottom of the eighth. Still 8-1, the Woodchucks lead. Akko, the right-handed hitting second baseman. It's a righty-righty matchup. Hill takes his time, now fires and gets a swing and a miss for strike number one. 0-1 the count. Akko, back in the sixth inning, he struck out swinging. Did so on the sixth pitch of the plate appearance. 0-1 the count. On the way home, it's on the outside edge, called for strike number two. Now 0-2 the count. Prior to that strikeout, though, Akko had reached base twice. He singled in the third inning, and he walked in the first. So now an 0-2 count. Pitch on the way, and it bounces off of the mask is what it looked like of Brody Sexton. Couldn't quite see the ball and goes back to the backstop. So a little bit of time taken by Brody, who will go out to the mound to have a chat with Connor Hill on the hill. And the Rafters, right now, that offense has been stammering to a halt. They scored their one run back in the second inning on an RBI single from Lachlan Maude. That is the only run of the game so far for Wisconsin Rapids. The Woodchucks have scored multiple runs in three separate innings. Those are the only three innings that they've scored in. 1-2 count to Mattanaco is a grounder over towards short. Picked up, he'll throw it over to first, and Berkland gets the 6-3 put out for out number two in the eighth inning. Two up, two down, and it brings up Jake Beauchesne to the plate. And Beauchesne, 1-for-3 on the game. He picked up his first hit back in that sixth inning. It was his second hit on the season after he has been off to a relatively rough start of the year, trying to get back to the hitting that he knows he can have as he sends one to the right side, picked up over at first base by Rodriguez, flips it back to Hill, and they got him 3-1 on the put up. Three up, three down in the eighth inning, and we head to the ninth. Rafters down 8-1 here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
You're cruising along Highway 54. You're jamming out to your favorite song. You slow down for a red light when out your passenger window, another car revs their engine, wanting you to race. Now, at first, you're like, no, I can't. But before you finish your thought, the light changes green, your foot slams the gas, your adrenaline is surging until your check engine light goes on. In reality, strikes. Have fun again in your vehicle. Work with the team at Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep.
Join the conversation with your favorite hosts or shows anytime. Find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you.
You're listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR, brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric Inc., Party Envy, Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, McCain, Stevens Point Brewery, Delta Dental, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Gamber Johnson, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Solaris, Aspirus Health, and the Food and Farm Exploration Center. Listen to Rafters Baseball here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters Baseball here on WFHR.
Top of the ninth inning coming your way, and Kenny Schultz back out to work on the mound for the Rafters. Here on Military Monday, the Rafters wearing those military jerseys. They got the dark green on the shirt part, and on the sleeves, it's the American flag as the left-hander Kenny Schultz getting ready to roll again as he had a strong first inning of relief work back in the eighth inning. Went three up, three down, although he did allow a single. He got out of it with the double play of Christian Smith-Johnson to finish off the eighth. Realized I never gave you Tristan Krusenberry's final line. He went one inning, allowed two hits, two runs. Both were earned, and did so on one walk with one strikeout. He didn't hit a batter, no balks, and one wild pitch from Krusenberry. He faced six batters and did so on 23 pitches. Schultz here has the first pitch called for strike number one. Noah Malone leading things off for the Woodchucks. Right-handed hitting right fielder. He's up for the fifth time this game. He's 1-for-3. 0-1 count. Misses outside for ball number one. It's now 1-1. Malone, his last time up, drew a four-pitch walk back in the seventh inning. Struck out swinging in the fourth and flew out to right field back in the second. 1-1 count on the inside edge, called for strike number two. 1-2 the count. Rafters down 8-1 in the top of the ninth and trying to get back on the right foot right now. And a 1-2 count on the way home, taken for strike number three. Kenny Schultz gets his first strikeout of the game and had Noah Malone looking. Brings up Dylan Schlotterbeck with nobody on and one out here in the top of the ninth. Woodchucks still up seven, and at the plate, the right-handed hitting third baseman Dylan Schlotterbeck. 0-for-3 in the game. He's up for his fifth time right now. First pitch on the way. It's in there for strike number one. 0-1 the count. He flew out to left field back in the seventh inning. That was his last time up. He grounded out 6-3 back in the fourth and third innings. 0-1 count. Breaking ball. Ooh, nasty work from Kenny Schultz. It's called for strike number two. 0-2 the count, and Schlotterbeck back in the first inning. That's the only time that he reached, as that was a walk, and he came around to score. Tucker Russell warming up in the Wausau bullpen, as this one is in there, called for strike number three. Oh, yeah. Back-to-back K is in the books backwards, and it brings up Max Galvin with the bases empty and one out in the top of the ninth. Sorry, two outs in the top of the ninth. Max Galvin up at the plate, the left-handed hitting left fielder, up for the fifth time this game, but he's already done plenty of damage. 2-for-4, both of those hits for extra bases, as the first pitch to him misses for ball number one. His last time up, Galvin ripped a two-run shot to right field as the 1-0 count misses inside, and now 2-0. He flew out to left field in the fourth inning and grounded out 6-3 in the third. He also doubled with an RBI in the first inning. He's got three RBIs on the game. 2-0 is taken on the outside to bring it 2-1. Galvin from the University of Miami, Florida. And before this, there's going to be a little bit of time taken as Galvin will go talk things over with his coach and make sure that he's all good to go. And Kenny Schultz on the mound for the Rafters. And Schultz at home, he has been completely different than on the road. Man, and against Wausau earlier this season, it was a very disappointing outing for him. Back at the Borough, he went just an inning and a third and allowed 12 runs. This is a real revenge performance from him as the 2-1 count misses outside to bring it 3-1. Already retired more batters in this game than he did in the game at Wausau. 3-1 count is on the called for ball number four and lets Max Galvin walk over to first. And that one wasn't poorly located, but with it, it will bring Mike Spears out to the mound to have a chat with Schultz. And Schultz trying to finish off the inning here for the Rafters and maybe the game, as the Rafters trail by seven here in the top of the ninth. But runner on first base, and with a dangerous batter in Max Solis coming up next, you really want to make sure that you're on your game. So Spears just making sure that Schultz is good to go and brings in the entire infield to talk strategy. Of course, Schultz in his most impressive performances, he's limited walks. both of his two appearances at home, he's walked a combined one batter with 9 2/3 innings prior to this game. And in the games where he's been roughed up, it's been a lot because of the walks that have been mixed in with the hits. Walked multiple batters in each of his last four games. Pitch on the way home. It is in there for strike number one. At the plate, Solis, the right-handed hitting DH for the Woodchucks. He is 2-for-3 on the game. Schultz looks over to first, brings the leg up and fires home, and this one is crushed out towards left field on the run back. This one is out of here. Absolutely smoked by Max Solis. He now has a single, double, and a home run. After reaching base now four times, it's a two-run shot and makes it a 10-1 game in the top of the ninth. And the Rafters just can't get anything going their way right now. Left that one a bit too much over the plate, and Solis did not miss. Now it's Dom Rodriguez with the bases empty and two outs in the top of the ninth inning. Rodriguez 1-for-4 on the game, and he struck out swinging back in the seventh, grounded out 6-3 in the fifth. He singled in the third inning and hit a sac fly in the first as the first pitch to him misses for ball number one. So a 1-0 count with Rodriguez, and Rodriguez, the right-handed hitting first baseman up at the plate, pitch here is going to be taken for ball number two. 2-0 the count, and Rodriguez, the first baseman, had entered this game red hot, but tonight just 1-for-3, sacrifice fly, doesn't count as an at-bat. 2-0 count, misses to make it 3-0, and all of a sudden, Schultz missing with his accuracy. 3-0 count coming home. That one is taken for strike number one as Rodriguez was sprinting on down to first base. Tossed the bat, and well, now back into the batter's box. 3-1 the count. And the Rafters going to be back on the road tomorrow. It's their last road game before the All-Star break, as they still have a bunch of home games prior to then. As the 3-1 count is taken for ball number four, and Rodriguez thought it was a walk at first, then waited, and then realized, okay, it actually was a walk this time, and goes on down to first base himself. Brings up Jake Berkland with one on and two outs in the top of the ninth inning. And Berkland, the right-handed hitting shortstop, up for the fifth time this game, he's 0-for-3. Runner on first with two away. Schultz brings the pitch home. It's on the outside edge for strike number one. 0-1 the count. Rafters down 10-1 in the top of the ninth inning. And Berkland from Minnesota State looking to get back with a hit here. 0-1 count on the way home. Fouled off once again. 0-2 the count. Berkland, his last time up, he flew out to center field to end the seventh inning. Lined out to Carlson at shortstop back in the fifth. Was hit by a pitch in the third, and he grounded out 6-3 in the first inning. 0-2 the count. Schultz taking his time and now brings the ball into his glove. Looks over at first and steps off the rubber with a disengagement there to make sure that he avoids a pitch clock violation. No throw over to first base, but despite a fake throw. He's got an 0-2 lead in the count on Berkland. Looking over to first. Now back home, and the pitch comes here. It's ripped into left field, and that gets down for a hit. Runner will stay at second base, however, and it's another hit for the Woodchucks. Four straight batters have reached base as it brings up Brody Sexton to the plate with runners on first and second and two outs in the top of the ninth inning. Rafters still down 10-1, and Sexton, the right-handed hitting catcher, up for the fifth time this game. He is 2-for-4. Right-handed hitting catcher. It's a righty-lefty matchup. Schultz brings the ball into his glove, looks back at the runners on second and first. Pitch comes home, and it's a flare out towards the right side of the infield, reaching foul territory. Barajas will get there and record the out to finish off the ninth inning. But two runs come across on the two hits. There were no errors, and there were two left on base. We head to the bottom of the ninth. It's 10-1 Wausau here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
There's a quote about the importance of setting goals. If you don't know where you're going, any path will take you there. This holds true for things that are important to you financially as well. To set your financial goals, think about your priorities. Outline them as either must-haves, such as a comfortable retirement, or wish list, perhaps a vacation or entertainment. You'll want your goals to be specific. Assign estimate dates and cost to each one so you can plan how much to save and how much time you'll have before you need the money. Next, hold yourself accountable to stay on track. This involves actively tracking your progress, maintaining your focus, and using these time-tested strategies. Diversify, own quality investments, and keep a realistic perspective. A financial advisor can help with this. Finally, enjoy that sense of accomplishment when you reach your goals, seeing your efforts literally pay off.
This content was provided by Edward Jones for use by Clay Kanoki, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones Financial Advisor at 715-421-0958.